Radio.
The 20th century has been, if not the most, one of the most darkest centuries of history. World wars, genocides. There have been more martyrs in the 20th century than all other 19 put together. And the 21st century doesn't seem to be going much differently. Yet it is in the darkest moments that God comes most powerfully, that his light shines out the most brightly. Saint Faustina Kowalska was a nun in Poland during the First World War and died on the eve of the Second World War at the age of 33. A short but incredibly powerful life. During her years as a nun, Jesus appeared to her. Her spiritual director had her write a diary of her experiences. And during these years, Jesus taught her about his divine mercy. He told her to trust in his loving mercy and that he wanted the whole world to trust in it. The three main messages were that Jesus said, I want the Sunday after Easter to become Divine Mercy Sunday. He appeared to her in an apparition and said, have this image of me painted. You see this image of you right before you. From his heart were flowing blood and water as flowed from his side on the cross. And he said, I want the words written underneath, Jezu ufam tobie. Jesus, I trust in you. And he taught her a chaplet. I said, I want the whole world to pray this chaplet for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. The Second World War came. It was almost lost. After that, it took some time to spread. But eventually, the church received a Polish pope. And this pope had a great devotion to divine mercy. In the year 2000, Pope John Paul II instituted today the Feast of Divine Mercy and made Saint Faustina Kowalska a saint. After just 18 years, it has already become one of the greatest devotions in the church today. 5 years later, on the very eve of Divine Mercy Sunday, Saint John Paul II died. On Divine Mercy Sunday, not long after, he was beatified by Pope Benedict, and on Divine Mercy Sunday again, not too long after that, was canonized a saint by Pope Francis. And Pope Francis is very much a mercy pope. But why is divine mercy so important for our church, so important in the darkest of times? Because it is the greatest form of God's love that can exist. God is love. He loves every single one of you more than we could ever comprehend. So, okay, Father, that's great. God is love. He can't do anything but love. So, whoop-de-da. Okay, true. He has to love you, but he didn't have to create you. He doesn't have to keep you in existence. He chooses to create each and every single one of us on purpose, because he loves us so much, he wants to be in complete union with us for the rest of eternity. How's that for love? We haven't got to the greatest yet. One of the greatest loves on earth, the love between spouses. They want to give their lives to each other in the deepest union for the rest of their lives. Just imagine one of those spouses cheats on the other. Betrays the marriage vows. But then, coming back, asks for forgiveness. Would not to forgive that spouse require more love than it took in the beginning? That is the love of mercy. And God doesn't just forgive us and say, I'm going to bring you back into the union I had. He says, I'm going to actually raise you higher and give you a sharing of my divine life. The apostles, they're in the upper room. They're afraid, afraid of the Jews. But I bet they're more than just a little bit ashamed of what they've done. Jesus himself appears to them. Imagine the one you've betrayed, you've abandoned his hour of death, has just appeared to you. About that. Sorry, Lord. Won't happen again. What were they feeling? However, what did he say to them? Peace. Peace be with you. But forgiveness isn't cheap. He shows them his hands and his side. He's saying, I have paid the price for your forgiveness. And I don't come with you to rub it in your faces. I come with you with love to show you that it is okay because I have purchased you. I have won you back. And I love you. And so my peace is with you. And what was their response? They were filled with joy. And this is the divine life. Peace and joy that comes from God alone. And then what does he do next? He wants to offer this for every generation, every age from there. And so he gave them the sacrament of his mercy. The sacrament of confession. Those whose sins you forgive, they're forgiven. And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. We receive this same mercy in the sacrament of confession. How can I tell you about mercy besides my own experience? The last 2 weeks have been a bit crazy for me. Not only Easter and the things that were going with that. This last week, I had a retreat with 30 of our Year 11 and 12 students. As exhausted as my body was, my soul was weighed down, was weary. Instead of serving the Lord and his church, I'd been serving myself. I'd been taking the glory for him and I'd been trying to get my own kudos. And it was weighing me down. I'd been trying to get to confession, but I just couldn't arrange a time with a priest. And to go to a priest you live with is just weird. And you don't know what penance they're going to give you. Do the dishes for the rest of the year. Oh, okay. Until yesterday morning, I finally got the chance to go to confession. I surprised myself just a bit when we started. And instead of words, out came tears. Poor father had to wait a good half a minute before I could get any words out. I was just so overwhelmed with God's love, with his forgiveness, with his peace and joy. That's the only response I was capable of giving. Whether it was because it had been so long, whether it was because it's the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday. Confession's not just about a list of things I should have done and haven't done. It is about God wanting to restore us to divine friendship and give us even more the peace and joy of his love. Do we sometimes struggle to think we're worth loving? Do we struggle to think we can be forgiven? Maybe we struggle to show loving mercy to those around us or forgive those around us. Maybe we just want a deeper peace and a deeper joy. Come to the pierced side of Christ. Come to the fountain of his divine mercy. Let him restore us. Let him raise us up.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Cradio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit cradio.org.au/donate.